Hello, thank you for contacting Arch for Housing Assistance to help determine the best program for you and your needs. I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. Are you homeless and in need of housing assistance, or are you behind on your rent?
I'm homeless.
Okay.
Well, it's not me. It's my brother-in-law. I'm calling for my brother-in-law because he's sick, and he just turned 71 years old. He was only 51. He'd be 71 in September of this year. He'd be 71.
Okay. And he's homeless?
Yes, ma'am. He's homeless. The house that he lived in, his dad's house, it's been all messed up, and it's not livable anymore. So he needs somewhere to live. He needs somewhere to live. And my brother-in-law with a crime statement, y'all, now, and I call you. So he told me to call you again because he needs somewhere to live now.
Oh, wait. Did you already call and do an assessment?
Ma'am?
So are you trying to reach someone specific?
Well, not necessarily. I'm just trying to find a place for him to live. Cause if I had room in my house, I let him live here. But I ain't got no room here because my chairman is here with me. I'm 72.
And did an assessment. You should have received a follow up call within the next following days of your receipt of you doing that. When did you do the assessment?
Yeah, when the calls. Matter of fact, I'll have him. What time is that there call? I haven't with
me. When did you do the assessment?
What you mean the assessment?
I said, when did you do the assessment? When did you call and talk to someone?
I called, but when I called, there's nobody answered the phone. So I called my brother-in-law back with a clam, and he said he called, and then y'all answered the phone like you did today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, well, I'm going to try it again and see if anybody's going to answer.
So
but didn't nobody answer when I called the first time.
When he called, did he do the assessment?
No, he didn't do the assessment. He called and then he called me back and told me, "Ma, if I'm on, then I'm working. But I called y'all about 6:30 that evening, and I said maybe they gone home. Maybe that's why the phone didn't answer. They didn't nobody answer phone for that. Y'all were gone."
Okay, so what's your brother's first and last name?
His name is Banks. His first name is Eddie. Middle name James, last name Banks. Matter of fact, it's Eddie J. Banks Jr.
Okay, and what's his telephone number?
He don't have a telephone. He don't have a telephone.
Do you have a telephone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I get your
telephone? I'm going to talk to you. No, it's 251-253-3773. That's the one I'm talking to you on now.
Okay. All right. And is he a military veteran or a military dependent?
No, ma'am. He's not in the military. He's never been in the military.
What's his date of birth?
September the 2nd, 1951.
Okay. And what's his primary race?
He's an African-American.
Okay.
He's my brother-in-law. I'm married to his sister, but the doctor in Mobile, Alabama, at Mobile Infirmary, they killed my wife on the 4th day of January of 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they put on medication, shut her kidneys and liver down, and she suffocated in her own fluid, and she died. And they said that they didn't put on that medication. I said, yes, you did. And me and my wife were together over 51 years, and I was so hurt. I wanted to kill them, doctor, but I'm a sanctified preacher. My church folks said, don't do that, pastor. Don't do that. God will get him. God will get him.
Well,
I'm leaving it in God's hands.
Right.
I'm leaving it in God's hands. He got to stand before God. Yes.
What's their zip code that you're in right now?
36502.
Okay, and what city are you living in?
Atmore, Alabama.
Okay. And what county do you live in?
Escambia County. And that's in Atmore, Alabama.
Okay.
And I've been trying to, me and his brother and sister, have been trying to find a place for him, and we ain't found nothing here. The people here, because he gets $826 a month from Social Security, because he owns Social Security and everything. And he get Medicaid and he get Medicare. And but he having a lot of problem with physical condition and everything, and he married to a girl, and him and her they ain't together. And his stepdaughter got her when they took her out the nursing home, and cause she wanted somebody to pay her rent and everything, and that's where she got his wife over there with her, and she got getting all of his money. He would have her to come go with him to the bank to the place to get his money. And she told him she lost his card, and she didn't lose it. She had it hid. And when she come to see him, she get her $50 out of his check and said, that's all your money.
Mm.
And so I finally went to take her to the Social Security office about 3 weeks ago, and I told the Social Security, and I had him, you tell the Social Security why you here. So he told me he wanted to get them butter folk. And that girl went and put open the bank account up at Region Bank in Atmore when he didn't have no account at the bank. He was using a card, and she took that card and went out to the bank and put it under their name.
Okay, what was his last permanent address?
He lived on Montgomery Street here in Atmore, but I can't say. I think it was 201 or 102. Montgomery Street, but that house is not no more good now. The outside looks good, but mm-hmm. It's the inside. It's got a lot of water coming in, and it's got so much mildew in there. His brother and them won't let him stay in the house because he with his condition, he'd be dead. Mm-hmm. We trying to find a place for him with my brother. His brother went and got him a room at the motel here in Atmore, and he was over there 2 weeks, and next thing we know, he had went back over there to his stepdaughter where his wife at, and told him he wanted his wife, and she won't let her come back, and not only that, but she taking all of his money, giving him $55. This month she told him she gave him $500, and he bought it for me to count it.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave him $2 $50 bills. She gave him $2 $10 bills, and she gave him $17 $1 bills. And I asked him, I said, you can't count your money? No, I can't count it. I said, you got $127. Where your money at?
She got it.
And she's trying to make him pay her house rent, pay her light bill, and her water bill.
I told the Social Security
people about it, and they put a bind on that card. So, but all of his money that he got left in there, it's going to come to him on the 1st and the 3rd of next month.
Okay, approximately when did he become homeless?
The house. That happened about 5 months ago. Cause the house ain't no shape. So he been staying with one brother, then he'll stay with another brother a week, then he'll stay with another brother, then he'll stay with another brother. He was staying with his sister when he had to go to the hospital, had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed on there with his sister for about 3 weeks.
Okay. So he's been basically going from family member house to family member house.
Yeah, uh-huh. And we trying to find a place for him. And then my brother-in-law Wendy told me that the Social Security people, y'all, could help them find a place to live. So I said, well, I'm going to call them and see. And I told them, I talked to him today because I took him to get his car with his picture on it because we're going to open it over to Connor at another bank.
Okay.
So it's going to be under his name. It's going to be under his name and my name then. Because right now the girl got it under her name. And we told Social Security, and Social Security lives on there, and he said, his name is Eddie James Banks Jr. I said, yeah. He said, well, this ain't Eddie James Banks. This is the lady name. He said, yeah. I said, that's his stepdaughter. I said, she the one got all his money, taking all his money. And I said, don't tell the people what happened to you. And he told Social Security people, they got so mad. They got so, woo, they got so mad. They said, how old? I said, he's 71. She said, I said, yeah. He said, they can't do that. He said, it's against the law for people to take money from the elderly people.
Yeah. How long was he in his previous housing? How long did he live
there? He was staying in Texas when he was working and everything. He was staying in Texas. But he left Texas about, let's see, it's 2022 now. He left Texas about maybe 10 years ago, and he came here, and he come home, and he stayed with his daddy because his daddy was still alive then. His daddy just died about 4 years ago. No, his daddy died about 5 years ago. And after his daddy died, he was married to another lady, so he left her there at the house. And then when she moved out of the house and moved into her mama's house after her mama died, like they bring him here, then that left him and his wife in the house. And then they were staying there. And then when she got sick, he had to take her to the hospital. And the hospital took her there, and they took care of her. But then they sent her to the nursing home, and he had to sign her in. And we tried to figure out how his wife's daughter come and take her out of the hospital when he was the one that signed her in the nursing home.
Mm.
And we don't know how she got out of there. Because they had in there for 30 days, and that girl went and got out. And she's taking money from her and from her stepdaddy, paying her rent, her light bill, and her water bill in a house that she got. And when that thing go there, she let him come visit his wife. And if he stay 2 days, she tell him she need $150 to pay her house note, and she want $125 to pay her water bill and $100 to pay her light bill.
Okay. Do you know if he had applied for emergency rental assistance?
No, ma'am. He ain't applied for it. Because
okay.
I'm the one that he talked to, me and his brother, and he haven't applied for it.
Okay.
Well, right now, with his condition, he don't have the mind enough to know how to do it. One of us would have to do it. I would have to do it, or one of his brother or his sister have to do it.
Okay.
So he ain't got one sister
adults
left.
With him?
Huh?
Is there any adults with him?
No. Well, all of us are adults. I'm 72, and his other brother, ain't no adults with him because he the oldest one. He the oldest child.
Okay.
Everybody else under him, all of his brothers and sisters under him,
mm-hmm.
they're younger than him. He the oldest one.
Do he have any children?
But he ain't got no aunties. He ain't got no uncles because all of them dead and gone. All of them gone.
Okay. Has he had his COVID vaccine?
Yeah. Yeah.
And does he have any documented disabilities?
Yeah, because he's still going to the doctor now. Yeah.
Okay. Does he have
Huh?
Does he have any monthly income?
Well, yeah. He get $826 on the third, and he get $38.26 on the first.
Wait, what did you say the first amount was?
The first day is 30. I think I said 30. Did I say 32 or 36?
You said the first. That was the second amount. What was the first amount?
His Social Security check is $826. His whole check is both of the checks.
Mm-hmm.
Is $861.
Okay.
That's how much you get a month. $861. He get I think it's $32 or $36 on the first a $38 on the first, and then he get $826 on the third. But all that together add up to $861. And that girl taking all of his money. Mm-hmm. Taking all of his money. And then she claimed she lost his car because when he was getting his money, come from Texas, and he was getting his money out of go to these places where you can go get your money out of a machine. And she told him, I done lost your car, when she knows she did. Then she went to Regional Bank in Atmo and had an account open out there and put it in her name. And I said, how did she do that when the card is in your name? She said, I don't know. And he told Social Security, well, gone. So man, Social Security was so mad. Woo-hoo. I think they're going to file a lawsuit against them. I don't know for sure, but I think that's what they're going to do.
Do you have an email address that you would like to provide?
Yeah, my email address, because okay. I'm the pastor of the church in Atmo, is apostle. You know how to spell apostle?
Spell it for me.
A-P-S-O-T-L-E. It's apostle Lewis.
L-E-W-I-S?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
.65.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay, and just to verify that, that's Apostle, A-P-S-T-O-L-E.
Uh-huh. Then you want to put .Lewis. The way I spell it. No, Apostle Lewis dot.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. You got that like that?
Yeah.
And then it's at Gmail. I mean 65@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. All right. Your case has been submitted, and you will receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any additional questions after our phone call is ended, please call 334.
Hold on a minute. I ain't got no pen.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and get a pen.
Okay.
So I can write it down. Okay, I'm in the room now. Let me get open my drawer so I can get my pen.
Okay.
And no one to write. Okay, 334.
273.
06. 68.
And when you call that number, please select option 2.
Option T?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for contacting Alabama Rural Coalition. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.